I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
If P wants you dead, I ain't coming with niggas. Just a blunt and Trey Pound, plenty of liquor. So your homies got something to pour. That's that old school shit. I ain't trying to put you under the floor. I'm trying to bang niggas over the clouds. And I hear you say you rich so you can't get lower than Styles. Kill everybody dead just so no one can smile. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast with your host Rod and
Karen. You sound like two different personalities there. You said I go hard on nigga. Hey, welcome every morning. Welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast.
Acting. that's the difference between a master thespian and these amateurs out here. You think that's how the locks end their verses though?
I know.
But they'd be like, and I killed everybody. Meet me in Times Square. I put a bullet in everybody. Hey, what's up, Jada? How you doing, man?
Yeah, you better go get that Big Mac, dog.
How your kids, man? Everything cool?
Good, yeah, dog. Everything good.
Well, obviously, if you're listening to this show, then you know you're listening to the Black Guy Who Tips. You can find us by searching the Black Guy Who Tips on Podomatic, Facebook, and iTunes. Just search the Black Guy Who Tips. We will come up. Leave us reviews on iTunes. You know, I see people out there requesting new episodes on Podomatic when I go out there. And of course, you know, Facebook, we have a group with 1,688 people and growing. And I appreciate people spreading the word.
Yes, thank you guys.
And, you know, obviously people can interact with us there. You can leave comments on the episodes and we try to get in contact. You can always email the show, theblackouttips@gmail.com. And you can call the show 704-557-0186. Leave us a voicemail. We respond to those today, which is Saturday.
Yes, sir.
And always follow us on Twitter. I'm at Rodimus Prime.
I'm Say That Again. That isn't D-A-T.
And the last thing, you can go to our actual website, theblackguyoutips.com, and you can either, like, join our forums there. You can even sign in with your Twitter account.
Yes, you can.
And sign up and become a forum member. And you can also donate to the show. On the front page, there's a button that says donate. You can put a one-time donation, and we even have a new option for people that want to do recurring donations. And, you know, it's your donations that really keep this thing going.
Yes, it is.
Specifically, you know, the people who put in and then make it so that we can go do shit like put up all the episodes, which is what I'm in the process of doing now. I'm actually reducing the size of the episodes, and so it should take you a lot less time to actually upload them. And you might even be able to upload them straight to your iPhone for some of them.
Yes, and I like the fact, because I know I go down, and we actually download episodes to y'all just to see how quick and fast, and I realize they have been zooming, baby.
Yeah, I really think it's going to enhance, you know, the listener experience for people, because they're going to be able to get all the episodes on the fly. And of course, when you guys do stuff like that, you know, and you download and you, you know, you donate and stuff like that, it all helps the show look better. And, you know, I just want to thank people for doing that. Matter of fact, let's go to the people who gave us donations this week and just do a quick thank you to everybody. Trojan Scooter. You know, you can follow him on Twitter. He's at Trojan Scooter. Thank you, man, for the download.
Thank you.
We really do appreciate it, man.
We do.
You know, that's the kind of stuff that lets us be able to put up, like, that retro episode of the week. And hopefully within a couple of weeks, all the episodes will be up. There'll be no more retro episodes of the week.
That's what we're trying to do, y'all.
Of course, Larian, a.k.a. Simp Say on Twitter, who for some reason thought he was homophobic, which is not true.
No.
Just that crew of niggas you run with, man. Y'all hate the games. But not you.
But not you. You cool.
Yeah, right, radio. Y'all get it in. My man, Damien, I don't want to put his government on the street, and I'm not sure what his actual Twitter handle is, but he gave us our first recurring donation.
Yes, and we thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. And there's all kinds of denominations you can give recurring donations in. It's not like you have to give a certain amount. I think the lowest we have is $5, but it's per month. So, I mean, $5 in a month, would you really miss that? You know, that's like losing a couple cents, losing a dime every day.
Yes, that's like buying 5 candy bars for 99 cents, though.
Right, exactly, man. And we're not here trying to take your last dollar and stuff.
No.
So, you know, if it's something where it's like, man, I might not be able to eat this week, I can hook up this podcast ad. I understand. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I'm not trying to get the unemployed dollars.
No, we sure not. And on top of that, if we could do a dollar, we would. But I think $5 is the lowest they let you go.
Also, we got, I don't want to put his government on the street again. But People's Critic, man, thank you for the donation,
yes,
man.
Thank
seriously.
You.
I'm telling you, man, the shit helps, man. I don't know what else to say. It's really important to us, and I don't know, man. It's just thank you. It's always amazing to me that people are good enough to donate and do put in and do feel some kind of way about the show. Oh. Like, you know, because I really like. There's a lot of podcasts out there. And there's a lot of shows that go, you know, they don't get funded. You know, they do it, you know, they're not motivated to get their ass up and do X amount of shows every week and get it right and do it at the right time. And I think it's a lot of times because they don't feel like anyone's listening. They don't feel like anyone cares. And the donations and the feedback, it shows that people care.
Yes.
And they care that we care.
Yes. Then on top of that, we like y'all interacting with us because that motivates us and that lets us know that somebody is out there listening, because we done came a long way from the first retroactive episodes, but some of y'all will hear. We have came a long way. That's all I can say.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's the thing, you know, like, there's been times where I've heard shows where it's like, come on, somebody please respond, somebody please respond. And it's like, hey, we spend a lot of time just interacting with our listeners and our fans, because to me, those guys really matter. Like,
yes, y'all make
them,
the show.
Yeah, without them, there's no show. And yeah, like, today's show is a perfect example. These voicemails, these emails, this shit is all y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is my easiest show of the week. Like, if this shit goes an hour and a half, it's like I really didn't have much to do, because all I'm doing is reading what the fuck y'all sent me.
That's it?
Yeah, so, alright, let's go ahead and get into some actual feedback.
Yes, sir.
First thing I want to do is read a couple reviews.
Cool.
We got some more reviews, and if I've actually read a couple of these before, y'all let me know, or Karen, if you recognize, let me know, because I accidentally skipped a person's review last week.
Oh.
And I didn't mean to, but, you know, what am I going to do, right? So let me go ahead and get into those. Let's
see. It's not on purpose, guys.
The person who told me I skipped theirs was The Tickler on Twitter. And let me go to the most recent reviews. Blam. And let's see what he had to say. Yes, on here. There.
Okay.
Do you ever wonder what that seemingly polite black guy you work with really thinks about, or really thinks, and how he really talks to his friends when he's not doing his 9-to-5 shucking job to stay employed and not scare Whitey? Then look no further than Rod and Karen. They will let you know the real deal.
Thank you.
5-star review. The only kind I like.
Yes, because I'll be shucking and jiving.
And I'm pretty sure we read Terrence Brown's last time. I know we read Double R's, the one about sweet pickles.
Yes.
Cornell. Did we read Cornell's? Cornell,
yes.
The Great? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Shirley,
yes,
we read.
Yes.
Kenny. I don't think we read Kenny's. Kenny Limpo writes a review, 5 stars, of course, the only kind that I will read,
mm-hmm,
on the show. I've been a listener of The Morning Jones, a great radio show on Sirius Radio, for a few months. And this dude, Rod, calls pretty much every day. Every day. I found myself always laughing at his input or whatever the topic may be. Then I found out he had his own podcast, so I instantly subscribed, knowing it was going to be awesome. This dude is funny as hell. But, hey, Apple lets you say hell on iTunes.
Huh. But they don't let you say vagina. What the hell is wrong with y'all? But they let you say dick.
Misogynist.
But not vagina.
This dude is funny as hell, but also very intelligent, and really gives a funny, thoughtful perspective to do so many topics. His wife, Karen, just makes his podcast even better. If you don't like this podcast, you're a sucker, Jack.
Do you think iTunes think when you say hell, they think you mean he will?
Maybe, I don't know. I know it autocorrects in my iPhone, and I don't appreciate that shit.
No.
Because I curse a lot. I'm not telling somebody to suck my duck, and I'm not and I'm not saying you can go to he will.
No.
Let's see. And then this one's from People's Critic, and he says, preparing Chris for the RNC is the name of the review. It says, sending Chris to the RNC is the best idea since chicken and waffles. It's 100 times better than the situation trying to do to roast Donald Trump. Anyway, I would watch a whole show of Chris walking around the convention with pictures of his dog wearing his Not My President shirt. He'd be earning all the white man's trust in a matter of minutes. I could not stop laughing at Chris's RNC voice and Karen's racist comments. This is one of my favorite episodes. It reminds me why I enjoy your podcast so much. Keep up the good work. Man, people really liked that episode, didn't they?
Yes, we had a good time with Chris. We gotta get him back on, man.
I just always have a good time, and then I don't know why, but I'm always surprised when people are like, that shit was off the hook. I'm like, it was, wasn't it? It is right.
Yes.
We did that. But thank you very much for that, the reviews.
Thank you.
Now, we can go from here. I don't think we got many comments on Facebook other than people talking how bad that Tyler Perry picture was.
Yes, they were going in on that one, weren't they?
We got a couple on preparing Chris for the RNC. So you want to do those first?
Yes, we can.
All right. Ryan writes in, white males are the new niggers now. More of your kind need to get real jobs. Chris was killing this shit. He was. I think he's ready. Keith writes in, I want to go to the RNC and put in my application to be the new token black Republican. They don't have any young guys there to exploit. He's right. They would accept you. LaShonda writes in, hey, great epi. Because she doesn't have time for full words, okay?
Yeah, she's a soon-to-be doctor.
Yeah, she don't have
time. Shorthand.
She don't have time for episode. Mm-hmm. That's not how they teach you to write a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
When they say penicillin, they just put P. And then they write a little circle next to it. And that means penicillin.
Yes, sir.
That's why you can't ever read doctor's handwriting.
Ever.
Hey, nice epi. These Facebook gift cards are worse than you think. It's not even to purchase the app or the game from Facebook. It is to buy items in games you can pretty much only play on Facebook. Items that if most folks wait long enough, the game developer will eventually make free anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, because Chris was saying he went to Target, went to Target and he saw some Facebook like gift cards.
Yes.
And he was wondering like what the hell are you using them for? And I guess people are using them to buy like animals in Farmville and shit.
Yes, Farmville, what is it, Cafe World, mm-hmm. and all the other games. I had to stop it. I'm officially off that stuff and I will not be hooked on it again.
Yeah, Karen was addicted.
Very.
All right, man. So we got some emails. You want to do those first?
Yes, we can.
All right. Crazy Mofo writes in.
What a name.
Hey, Crazy. Hey, Rod. What's going on, dog? This is my first time writing the show. I've been listening for almost a year now. I thought you were hilarious on The Morning Jones, so now I listen to the podcast. Whether it was through Twitter or on The Morning Jones, I've always respected your opinions on life, sports, movies, and reality TV. Is when you're at your peak. Alright, this shit's been getting long. I haven't reached my topic. Keep doing your thing, you're fucking hilarious. Anytime you want to tell me how funny and great I am, you write the email as long as you want.
I mean, yes.
No need to rush.
No need to rush. This is actually a short email.
Yeah. The reason I emailed you was because I respect your opinions on women. I heard you state one time while referring to plastic surgery, don't quote me, if it looks good, I don't give a fuck. So this morning, after I am Gina Shea Twitter display, I updated her measurements in the BlackBerry status and got to thinking. I then asked a few girls that I knew whether they would take either breast or ass implants. In some cases, both. I told them I would be the one paying, but it would come from with a lifetime guarantee of pictures, and I get to test the product.
That's what you do, winning.
Of course, I would never. That is kind of Charlie Sheen's plan.
Yes.
Though. Of course, I would never do this. I encourage women to stay natural, but was curious as to what the responses would be. While doing my research, a girl proposed me an offer that I thought I would get your advice on. I've known her since high school. Now I'm 21. She said that by the time we're 40 and not married, we should marry each other. So is it good to have a backup plan because no one wants to be lonely? Or is the notion of planning a marriage with someone 20 years in advance just silly? Anyways, man, you're the first person I met through Twitter who I really want to sit down and have a beer with. I would like to go watch an Orlando playoff series with you. As a Raptor fan, the Wentz jokes will be endless. I'm not sure if you like reading these long ass emails, but I love the show and your outlook on life. Shout out to Karen. Her randomness makes the podcast.
Thank you.
I am on some, like, if it looks good, then I don't care.
Yeah.
And obviously there's different strokes for different folks. I'm not into fake boobs, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can see that it's fake, I normally am just like, no thank you. But, you know, there's sometimes, like,
I've gotten better with it.
Yeah, some people get really good boob jobs, yes. And you either can't tell or it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Like, what's that horse face porn star? Vanessa something. But anyway, she got them, and I think hers look great. But, you know, some of them, like, I won't say too many names, but there's one chick out there for sure that, you know, has her boobs where, like, one is nipple is pointing at you and the other one is cross-eyed. Like, yeah. Like, no.
Or they look like two basketballs.
Yeah.
Bouncing on your chest.
No, thank you. You know.
Yeah, if I look at your chest and I want to go shoot a three-pointer, something wrong.
Yeah, but I also, you know, and like I said, different strokes to different folks, but I am a fan of natural-looking women. Like, I have no fear of a chick that has a big old juicy soft booty, or boobs sag a little bit because of gravity. I'm okay with that. I don't know these niggas that are into that plastic Barbie doll shit, but it don't do nothing for me, honestly.
And
man.
Then out of that, what they don't tell you is that when you get fake boobs, it's like a tune-up. Every so often, you got to go back and get them shits tightened up. Or they gonna sag like everybody else's stuff.
And I think also too is like if you ask the average dude what range of women does he find most attractive, I think you would find a lot of dudes in that like 18 to 22, 23 year old range. You know, maybe some dudes 25 to 30 or something. Yeah. I probably think women are most attractive somewhere between like 27 and 35 or so. Like, you know, like that age range doesn't bother me. You know, mm-hmm. So like they actually. You know, they've been working with themselves, they know themselves, and they put their shit together nice. But, and the question about the chick waiting to get married till you're 40 if y'all don't have anybody, what you think about that?
It's just kind of weird. Like I say, if that's what y'all agree on, that's what y'all agree on, but what happens if you get somebody else? Oh, he was saying if they don't have anybody.
Yeah, y'all both lonely.
Oh, okay. Okay, well then, hey, you ain't got nobody, I ain't got nobody. Hey,
Personally, I think that is a terrible idea. Terrible. Two old, lonely, miserable people who couldn't find anybody to be compatible
but
with.
In 40... lonely and miserable together.
No, that's what's wrong with most marriages now. Sitting around angrily looking at each other and not fucking. There is nothing smart about that.
At all.
Listen, if she is still alone by 40 and you are by 40, just keep trying to find other people or something. Don't give up on love.
No, don't.
Because a lot of people, I mean, now in fairness, a lot of people are settling for less than even at like 25 and shit. Yeah. But I'm just saying, man, if you're a dreamer, keep dreaming.
Yes.
Don't give up.
Aim high.
Philip, Rod and Karen. Rod, I heard you own 40 Acres. Oh, I was on Where's My 40 Acres, which is a show that our boy Phenom Black, BLAK, no C please, does with his friends. It's a hip hop oriented show, and it's also very funny, and I listen to it and I love it, and I was a guest, and so I was on there a couple weeks ago, and I guess sometimes it takes him a week or two to get his podcast up, so I guess it's up now and people are listening.
Cool.
Well, he says, Rod, I heard you on 40 Acres. I got another book idea for you. Chicken Soup of the Podcast by Dr. Rodimus. In it, you give advice on how to keep shade out of your podcast. If it's not Scarfinger and his wife, it's Deidre and Twan. You are Dr. Phil the Podcast. Like, because when I went on there, man, I've been listening to their show, and I hear that Twan is always giving Deidre shit, man. And so I told him, hey, you gotta get this shit together, okay? Deidre is new to your show. She's a new part of the family. She's not going anywhere. And I know you're used to being the center of attention, but now you have to be a big brother, okay?
Aww.
And you have to protect your little podcast sister. And you don't talk about her like that, okay? And if somebody else talks about him, you walk up to him and you knock him out. That's what big brothers do.
Aww.
Also, do you think that the lady that bit off her boyfriend's testicles said my point after she did it. And that's a reference to Bullet Ball.
She said, Bullet Ball is free.
That was the worst part about Mark Griffin's performance, though. Because, like, you're trying to sell your product to these people and say, hey, this game is fun, this game is fresh, this game is new, anyone can play it. And they go play with you, and then you proceed to beat them down.
He whipped their ass.
Yes, it was like, 1, 2, 3, my point, my point, my point. And then, of course, the dude doesn't think it's fun or want to play. He's like, get the fuck out of here.
That's right.
I'm not paying for this ass whooping I just took. That's ridiculous. Ruben writes in, hey Rod, speaking of ugly basketball players, I remember Olden Polynes and Tyrone Hill battled it out in the on the regular for the award. He's right. They are very ugly. Very ugly people.
He's right.
Let's see. And he also writes, hey Rod, before the Fab Five documentary, did you know that white people got this stirred up over the term Uncle Tom? I listened to WFNZ, which is our local Charlotte sports radio station, in the afternoon, and those dudes were really heated over the Uncle Tom reference. Like you said, the real issue should have been on the hate that was directed towards 17 and 18 year old kids. I think the media turned the story into what they wanted it to be.
Of course.
Yeah, what I think, go ahead.
Because that's more interesting than talking about a bunch of black teenagers.
It's not interesting. What it is, in my opinion, is that these dudes actually have a feeling of authority when it comes to certain topics. And they don't feel comfortable addressing race on any other level than telling some nigga to shut the fuck up. Like, anytime it's tell a black man to shut the fuck up on a sports radio station, and the host are a couple 40-year-old white men, that is when they shine. Because they don't want to be reminded of race. They don't want to, like, they want to have their opinions and not have it challenged on a racial level. And they don't want to be reminded that, yeah, a bunch of racial shit has happened. And we're going to have to either, if we can't address it, or anytime it comes into your sphere, anytime it comes up into your actual, your thought process when it comes to sports, you're like, no, I don't want to deal with this. I run to sports to get away from this kind of shit. So they can't wait to tell a man to shut up, you know? Especially if it's a black dude saying, hey, it's kind of racist how we don't have enough black coaches in the NCAA or football or something. Then all of a sudden, they don't have anything to say. But if you were to say, like, hey, I think player X is racist, then it's, shut up, you don't know him. What are you, you're just jealous because you didn't get recruited to Duke or whatever. You know, it's like certain topics they feel comfortable about, then there's a ton of topics they don't feel comfortable about.
Well, I'm like you. That's the case. Don't say nothing about anything.
Yeah, well, that's my whole point is, if you're in, you're in. If you're out, you're out. If you're never going to discuss race, cool. Just don't even tell people to shut up. Just go, I don't want to get into the Uncle Tom topic. I don't know what it's about. Instead of going, no, he's just jealous he didn't get recruited to Duke, and missing the entire fucking point of what happened there. So, I don't know, man. But, yeah. I really think, and also I think they get stirred up over the term Uncle Tom because, in a lot of cases, Uncle Tom has become the kind of, the definition of black dude that white people like. So, you know,
over
when
the years,
you start talking about Uncle Toms, look around those Uncle Toms. Who are they surrounded by? Right. So, who are you really insulting when you call Michael Steele or Uncle Tom? It's not just him, but it's his friends. And his friends are like, but we like this one. So we have to protect him. But if you call a kid a thug, you look around Jalen Rose. Who's around Jalen Rose? Right. Ain't no white people sitting up here trying to defend him on why he's not a thug. This dude has turned out to be one of the most articulate analysts in the NBA on TV. Just like the same white dudes who were dissing him when he was a kid. But yet somehow, that was okay, and what pissed me off the most, no one had anything to say about how unfairly they were treated when they were kids. Kids, how unfairly they were treated when they were kids the entire time, but the second Grant Hill had something to say about Uncle Tom, they used his words and vicariously spoke through him. They basically quoted him and then went, well, that Grant Hill's right, you know? And even though Grant Hill didn't even respond to, fuck this topic. Anyway, part of me just wonders if this is what Jalen Rose wanted to, you know, everybody talking about this instead of, you know, making the documentary even more watched because
of this. That's true for ratings.
Alright, so in case people haven't forgotten, the official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And the unofficial sport?
Bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. I threw it in the middle. Y'all didn't know that.
Gotcha.
And we got one more email, and this is from Dex from Shadow Dog Productions. And he says, "Hey Rod and Karen, we've endured the Rebecca Black crap all week. So to counter that, I want to hear from each of you, what is your favorite good music video out there? Getting this in before you record, so I'm out." So what is your favorite music? You want me to say mine first? Do you need to think about it? Okay. My favorite music video is Drop by The Far Side. And go to YouTube, search Far Side and Drop. It's, if you haven't seen it, but I think it was just groundbreaking. They basically did the entire video in reverse. Like, they filmed a video and then they just like rewound it slowly throughout the entire video. So they're showing like glass unbreaking, water falling up, you know, them changing clothes backwards. Like, it was just so dope to me. And it's probably one of the best conceptual videos of in my opinion. What about you, Karen?
For me, that's a kind of hard to answer, because for me, I don't really watch music videos as much as I used to when I was younger. So,
well, what about back in the day? You didn't like any videos like back in the day? Nothing that
Yes, like one of, and this is going on back to tell my old school. Like, one of my favorite videos is Salt and Pepper Push It. And the reason why that was one of my favorite videos, that was one of the first times.
You was a fast young hussy.
Yes, I was. Shaking my thing. Shake your thing. Hey, do what you, I'm sorry. I got another topic there. But, and the biggest reason why is because, to me, for females, especially black females who wanted to go into the rap game, they set the standard. You know, they showed you that you too can have your hair, you know, cut a certain way and be cool. You too, you know, can wear the big bulky leather multicolored jackets and wear spandex and be respected in the game.
Okay. Well, I am a fan of spandex.
Yes.
All right, so let's go ahead and do the voicemail, which are the real star of the show. Hey, and for the record, I'm gonna play these, but a couple of y'all went over 3 minutes. We gotta get it back to the 3 minutes. All right, fellas, tighten it up. Let's go.
Hey, Rod, Karen, it's Terrence Brown 56 on Twitter. I just wanted to give you props on your latest episode with Toya. I don't have a gripe with the show, but I wish y'all would have came back with like a pubic advisory warning or something, you know, similar to like a parental advisory on CDs at the store, man. I was not prepared mentally for that discussion regarding gray hairs down there, if you know what I'm saying. Man, I'm just glad that I'm off today checking out games on TV. Because I didn't have to risk losing my job at, you know, laughing at that. So I just want to give you guys props for another great show and wish you guys the best. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Terrence. Yeah, man, the pubic hair thing caught us off guard too. But Toya gave us a pubic warning.
Yes, she did. We told her not to. It was like, no, hold on. She's like, no, I want you to hear it. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, hey, any thought you have can be on this show. Yes. So you don't have to worry about it.
Nobody.
Yeah, there's all kinds of pubic jokes and things. Like, also, I forgot that there was a pubic joke about Maids, the free audio play, or not free, but the movie. That the 5-minute movie for 99 cents, which Dex is selling on our site, Shadow Dog Productions. Go to our website and search for a sponsor, and it should come up if you want to go download it. But yes, one of the jokes in there was that instead of the maid changing the sheet, she was like, "We could just pick the pubic hairs off of them."
Oh,
shit, that was hilarious. All right, next voicemail.
Rod and Karen, it's Kenny Limpo from Pennsylvania. Yeah, I just wanted to call you guys, let you know I'm traveling out towards Pittsburgh this week. See my girlfriend. She wants to go to a grocery store because she hears they have a real nice cheese aisle. You remember what you guys said about white people and cheese? So when I go in there tonight, I'm acting like I don't even want to be there. I'm gonna do it. I don't care how much I like cheese. How many kinds they have? Okay. I'm not going to want to be there. All right, well, keep doing what you're doing. I love the podcast. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Oh, shit. thank you, Kenny. And
thank you.
Yo, that's funny because I do that. I catch myself doing that shit too. Like, part of the reason I overtip is purposely because I want to avoid stereotypes.
Yes.
And it's funny that my fake white people love cheese stereotype is making Kenny be like, man, I'm going to break that shit tonight.
Yes.
I'm on my militant cheese shit.
I don't care how good that mozzarella smells. Yeah. I don't care how much you sprinkle that feta cheese on that salad. I refuse.
Get that cheese out of my face. Yes. You think I want cheese because I'm a white man?
Yes. No, you keep that gorgonzola cheese. Damn you, cheddar.
Oh, shit. All right. Oh. We got another voicemail.
What's up, Ryan, Karen, me, Ty? I wanted to say what's up.
Ty Diamond.
Great shows as usual. And just was calling in and chiming on a few things. I'm like, the podcast y'all had with Chris and the RNC. And it was a real funny episode. Chris is definitely ready to go down there. But one thing I was wanting to know, y'all been talking about Karen going down there. She'd be her own. It'd be crazy if like, y'all record the audio and hear her interacting with her fellow brothers and sisters, or would you be afraid of losing her to the dark side completely? Mm-hmm. If she has to avoid that she's if she call you a nigger lover, like on her day she stood up. But anyway, so your good episode on that Bad Girls Club was hilarious. I like the white girl of the house is Little Marie. Even though she peed in the bed, that did not affect her stock whatsoever. And what's even better too is that she's surrounded by fours and, well, not even fours and fives, like ones and twos. So she's definitely a hot girl in the house. And last day I was on Twitter actually, and I had a conversation, you know, this chick was 15, about Nate Dogg. Chess and Nate Dogg was the first I thought was just gonna ask for attention, but you know, it made me think about, like, the errors in hip-hop. Like, if people die today, like, people you would expect folks to know about, they wouldn't really know about. Like, if Ja Rule died tomorrow, like, you know, someone 15 or 16, they wouldn't know who Ja Rule was or understand the significance that they had, you know, only, what, 8 years ago. Or, you know, Fat Joe back when he was out of it. You know, Ludacris, an outcast, like, it's just crazy how, even though a lot of us are so close and what we would say close in age, is just the eras and hip hop, they go by so quick. And it really is in a blink of an eye. So, yeah, definitely need to make sure that we keep playing back these old school hip hop songs for the youth. And don't forget that these people out here now suck, well, in some cases. But other than that, though, great show. Keep up the good work. Y'all later. Peace.
Peace, Ty. Yeah, I don't want to send Karen to the RNC because they would try to keep her. She too, as much as she complained about people at work saying all this racist and wrong stuff, she get on the podcast, what's the first thing she does? Say something racist.
Not only that, he say racist stuff too, we just happen not to be recording.
Oh, why don't you just play it? Why don't you hit play
some? No, we just happen not to be recording
at
the time.
Oh, she lying and making stuff up.
I got to secretly record you.
You ain't got to make stuff up,
Karen. I got to investigate you like Acorn.
Yeah, you're going to have to, because I don't be saying racist stuff. You got to understand, when the red light is on, the mic is recording. Like I said, I bet Obama finishes his speech, and then when it's off, he be like, Michelle, these niggas is tripping. But you don't never catch him on mic singing that shit.
Yes.
Because he's a professional, Karen.
And you know what? They might keep me, because I would go to my fellow brothers and sisters, and we will feast on cheese.
Whatever, you racist against white people too. It won't take long for they kick you out. Yeah, man, I'm sorry we didn't get to review the Bad Girls Club, but Toya watches it, and she was behind a couple weeks. I didn't want to ruin it for her. And then also, I don't know. It just, the show was going long, and I didn't want to add another 20 minutes to the show because we did the Ratchet Ball Wives reunion.
Oh, which was lovely.
So we may have to do 2 weeks next Thursday when we get Justin and Will back in here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, the new chick, she was off the hook.
Chain. Yes, she was.
I can't even remember how to spell her name because it was that fucking ghetto.
Yeah. But she was the bomb, though.
Yeah, and anytime you got to tell people I pee myself when I get drunk, preemptively,
yeah,
like, you need to tell me to go pee because I will pee myself. Like, oh wow, you need control in your life. Okay, we got another voicemail. Hip hop errors.
Yes,
yeah, I think a lot of that's because of the internet too.
I do too, and also I think too is that when people, like I said before, when people listen to music, they categorize it and push it on. So you don't have a long lifespan like you used to. Like,
yeah,
you know, people used to listen to music over and over and over again. But, you know, next time something else hot comes out, they moved on. So like you say, if some of these people were to die, it wouldn't even make the front page of nothing.
Well, I think, one, if people die, it's always big news. It's, you know, no offense to people that are out there that really like Aaliyah. But it's like when Aaliyah died and all of a sudden she became deified or left eye, where it's like, was that person really, truly some type of R&B legend?
That's
no.
Mm-hmm.
But they died and we sensationalized death. So I don't want to say that. I think it would shut the news down if Ja Rule died in certain areas of, like, Twitter and hip-hop websites and shit like that.
Yeah.
But, and if somebody from OutKast died, that would go crazy.
That would be big time. Yeah, that right there would be big time.
But as far as, like, musical legacies, a lot of these dudes don't have the musical legacies to really uphold that way.
They don't have any longevity.
Yeah, like, it's kind of like how Big died, and he only really had 2 albums and then a bunch of, like, mixtape cuts and features and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like the impact he had at the time was that he was the biggest name in rap, and then he died.
True.
But if Ja Rule died now, like, nigga, you ain't been hot in years. And
in a long
time. Yeah, what do you have to show for it? Vini Vidi Vici, which is a good album, but the music you got popular for actually sounds nothing like the shit that I liked from you, so I don't know that niggas would be shedding tears. Anyway, next voicemail.
Hey, Rod and Karen, this is Jay, Active Jay from Twitter, and I actually have 2 thoughts. First, I feel like I have to tell you that, like, my first thought is kind of weird and it's different, but, like, I'm gonna do it anyway because it's 2:30 in the morning and I have to be at work at 5 and I'm thinking this, so I'm gonna say it.
Say
but my second thought is, like, serious and about the show. So I'm going to end with that one because it seems like the better way to end. My first thought was, for some reason, I was around thinking that you can learn a lot about a person from the way that they act in video games, which seems like kind of an obvious statement when you think about, like, Grand Theft Auto or, like, Fable, because you're making conscious decisions. But I was thinking that, like, you could tell even more from, like, the simpler games. Like, I don't know if you guys remember the game Snake, where, you know, you were a snake and you're going around eating dots and, you know, they were either eggs or apples, depending upon whether or not you're a vegan. But, like, they were the same and, you know, the snake grew. And, like, I used to always play it and I got to the point where I was really, really good at it. But you always come to the point when, like, you get too big and then, you know, you're stuck and so then you kind of have to die. Because for some reason, when you bite yourself in a snake, you're not, like, you know, immune to poison.
Right.
So, like, every time I would get to that point when I got really, like, way too big, I would just kill myself on purpose, which makes me think that if I ever got famous, I would probably just kill myself. So I learned something about myself by using that game Snake. Yeah. Anyway, that's my random ridiculous thought. My actual serious thought has to do with, I want to congratulate Rod, and of course Karen as well, the fact that you guys are doing a really good job to bring up an issue that has always bothered me. The issue is that, for the most part, announcers are old and white, and most of the people that they cover, I guess let me rephrase that, sports announcers are old and white, and most of the people they cover, they're actually kind of afraid of. When you see, like, a tatted up, cornrow black guy, as, you know, for me personally, I'm black, it doesn't bother me. I see cornrow, tatted up black guys, all the time. You know, I grew up in quote unquote urban neighborhood. I went to, like, a 90% black school. And, you know, my college was not black, but I didn't realize, I guess, the amount of fear that a black man strikes or I guess a black man of a certain type struck into someone who's not black's heart, or does it touch anyone's heart? Because it's almost like Rob was saying the other day when he came home and he saw some blacks that he didn't recognize sitting around reading in the car. I didn't read the paperwork, but just sitting around the car outside the house, you're still kind of like, nah, son, and you start locking doors. So, I mean, I didn't realize how much fear that struck into people until, you know, I guess I got to a majority white college. I know this is getting rambly, but I'm going to make a point. My point is, I think it's a little unfair that, like you said, that white people can pretty much control what we can and cannot say about each other. It kind of makes me think that, like, you know, if a black person calls another black person all the time, you have, like, the whole white media jump in and say, whoa, we don't say Uncle Tom here. This is not good. You can't call people Uncle Tom. But they'll say that someone's thuggish. They'll say that somebody, you know, they're just undisciplined. And a lot of times you'll watch teams, they're saying they're undisciplined. It's not that they're undisciplined. It's just that, you know, they're black and they're automatically assuming that they're undisciplined because they have cornrows or they're loud. Or even in most cases, maybe they are undisciplined, but they blame the players. And maybe not the fact that the coach has no way to connect with them. So I don't know. It just seems to me that, like, that's something that has always been kind of been perpetrated in the media. And I just want to give you guys props on, like, bringing that up. And, of course, the money does, too. But I think that there's not enough coverage. I guess that's not what I'm looking for. There's not enough, I guess, perspectives and voices out there saying that this is something that happens. So big up to you guys for doing that. Please keep it up, and hopefully, you know, the more people that get in on that, that start realizing that, the more people that may not realize the pervasiveness of that, that listen to your show and start to realize that, and the more awareness that comes up for that, maybe we can see that get done away with. Anyway, like I said, that was one ridiculously random thought and one serious thought. Anyway, guys, love the show. Please keep it up, and I guess I'll hold y'all later.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
Thank you for writing, Adjective J, or calling.
I was about to say writing.
That's right. He wrote that down, then he called. The first thing I would say is do not kill yourself if you get too big. But that snake thing was hilarious. Because I remember that game, and I fucking hated it, because once I realized, like, wait a minute, once I get so big, none of this shit matters. I have to kill myself. As far as killing yourself, don't do it, because Ty Diamond will go on Twitter and encourage you to do it, okay? I saw those tweets, Ty. Do you have anything to say about the snake thing or no?
Not about the snake thing.
As far as the athletes, what do you want to say about that? I saw you writing.
Oh, yeah, I'd agree with him. And also, I think, too, that a lot of times, because I'm black and grew around a lot of black culture, people are emotional. I think different cultures have different ways of showing their emotions and their happiness and their sadness and just the way they feel about things. And I think that because a lot of black people I've been around, they're very loud, they're very vocal, they're very, you know, high fives, you know, fist pumps, you know, type of very vocal with their excitement. And when you're dealing with people that aren't used to that or didn't grow up around that, they become afraid. And it's because they don't understand the excitement and why it's such a big deal to you. Everybody get excited about sports. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. But I think a lot of it's a cultural thing, and people fear things that they don't understand. Like, and that's why a lot of the, and it makes me upset, but a lot of the rules and regulations around sports are trying to cut down on a lot of the emotional aspect, which means you're basically trying to cut down on a lot of your black athletes showing emotions out in the field.
Yeah, they don't want to see you acting black. And like Jay said, I think it comes from a place of being feeling threatened and just not understanding. And I mean, I've seen it happen both ways, but, you know, specifically because we're talking about sports media and athletes. Yes, sports media is like 99% white, and of course, the dudes they're covering are typically 90% black, especially with NBA and NFL and things like that. So a lot of these dudes, especially the older guys, they just don't understand, because they don't have any black friends, they don't know any black kids, they don't like kick it in any circle where they can just see black people being themselves. So for them, watching Chad Johnson do a dance for a touchdown is somehow way more offensive than Brett Favre throwing a 40-yard touchdown, running 40 yards, picking up his receiver, carrying him around on his back, high-fiving, fist-pumping, and then running out the field. Somehow, those two things, to me, which are equally unoffensive and just celebratory.
I'm okay with both.
Right. To me, that's the feeling I get as a fan, but then I have to listen to an announcer on TV diss one dude and praise the other, and it bothers me every fucking time, because I know the reason he's doing that is because he just doesn't understand a guy like Chad Johnson, and he doesn't want to.
And not only that, I personally think that as time goes on and as a lot of these older people retire and die, I think that a lot of it is going to change. I think as time goes on, and most us and most people that actually listen to this podcast actually interacted with people outside their own race. So the emotional aspect is different, and you know, we're more used to each other. So I think it will become more acceptable, and it won't be as frowned upon as much.
Yeah, and then also, you know, we have family members who look like Allen Iverson.
Yes,
like
yes,
I have
yes.
a family member that might yes. have cornrows and tattoos that yes. I know is a good fucking dude.
Yes,
so I don't
people.
Yeah, so I don't assume when I see dude with cornrows and tattoos, oh shit, thug coming this way. Mm-hmm. And that's just because I have experience with these people.
That's right.
And I know that there's some dudes look like Allen Iverson and they'll rob your ass. Yes, I know. Yes, you know, I'm not sir. Trying to say that. But I'm not afraid of all of them just on sight.
Me either.
I think also think about the guys who get angry at players in this lockout. Who do they use as examples? You know, they're using Cromartie. You know what I mean? They're using guys that they feel are irresponsible black athletes that don't deserve that money. You know what I mean? You hear guys bring up Jamarcus Russell a lot, even though he isn't even in the league right now. Well, why don't you ever hear them bringing up Peyton Manning, Drew Brees? Because there's just an innate subliminal aspect to this whole argument that, no, the white dudes have earned and deserved the money. And somehow these niggas got lucky. And it's very insulting because I don't know that they're aware of it, but it's so condescending to hear somebody tell me, yeah, Peyton Manning, I'm not bringing him up when it's time, when I'm saying who guys in the NFL don't earn money. But Julius Peppers, I have no problem bringing him up. Well, it's like, ooh, hey, Peyton Manning's the highest paid dude in the league. You know, you're talking about overpaid players. Why didn't you say Tom Brady? Why don't you say Drew Brees needs a pay cut? Because they're white dudes. And it's fucked up, but subliminally, people have just been trained, oh, well, it's a white dude. He earned that check.
And then not only that, now I get off the topic.
No, go ahead.
You know, my thing is this. If we're going to be like that, let's be like that across the board. What about the owner of the Carolina Panthers calling Peyton Manning the quote-unquote an idiot? You know.
Yeah, well, not an idiot. He didn't call him an idiot. But, he said, do you need help reading that? It was like a balance sheet or some sort of financial statement.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't mean...
But yeah, you know, it's subliminal. Yeah. He called him an idiot subliminally, but I don't want to say quote unquote.
Yeah, because
he didn't say idiot.
No, he didn't say
idiot. He implied, hey, dumbass, you need some help with that.
Yeah, it's like, but my thing is that nobody was outraged about that, but it's the same format. It's
No. They were outraged about that. Huh. Many people were like, that's fucked up. You shouldn't say that. But the reason they're saying it's fucked up is because it's Peyton Manning. If he would have said that same shit to, like, say, Antonio Cromartie, they go, he probably can't read a balance sheet. I mean, he's got 9 kids. You know what I mean? Like, it's just an assumption. Like, it's just like the guys you want to think when you want to think negative about players, the guys in your eyes are black. When you want to think positive shit about players, hard work, hustling, shit like that, work ethic, it becomes Tyler Hansbrough and it becomes Drew Brees and shit like that. And this is ridiculous. It's fucking impossible to ignore, and I don't want to act like, you know, I get that, you know, some white people can exist in a world where, hey, race doesn't matter to me because I just don't think about it. But I can't exist in that world, and it's not a luxury I have, so when I see shit, a lot of times I see things on racial perspectives, and I'm like, that is fucked up. You know? Just like I said, when those dudes were outside the house, I felt bad because I was like, is this racist? But then at the same time, the joke in that, the part of the joke that was the joke was if they were white, instead of saying I wouldn't have been worried about them, I was like, I would tell them to get out of here, which is ridiculous. I wouldn't have
been it, bum.
I would have been just as worried if they was white though.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck y'all doing outside my house?
Yes, y'all need
chilling.
To
get the fuck out of here.
If they was white, I'd have been worried about a sci-fi or them got a satellite or something.
a satellite.
Oh, yeah. You're like, yeah.
Like CIA or something.
Yes.
No, we know about the podcast.
Yes.
And the last thing too, man, don't forget sports is driven by anger, especially on AM radio.
Yes, it is.
AM in general, the target demographic there is older white dudes. So when you hear conservative politics, when you hear sports talk, it's going to be conservative. It's going to be very angry. It's mostly going to be people venting on black men. And they can't help it because those are the guys who play our sports. But yeah, there's sometimes where it crosses the line and I am going to be offended or taken aback. You know, it's just very condescending. I'm not stupid. I see it.
And on top of that, they are older white people who don't have a life, who ain't fucking their wives and have nothing else to do but to be angry.
Well, some of them. A lot. I think for in general, the guys who call in are people who aren't happy about their lives. Like,
that's
it's a very
right.
small minority. Like, it seems bigger than it is. It is like there's probably white people listening to this. Like, why are they talking about us like this? I'm not talking about
y'all.
I actually think it's a very slim minority that is very vocal.
Yes.
And those people can go fuck themselves.
Yes. And most people, period, are not racist. And that's the thing. Yeah. Most people you meet across your lifespan are not racist.
Really, we could solve this by just getting... Everybody need to get some interracial friends.
Yes.
And kick it. Just kick it for real. All right. Next one.
Morning, Ron Karen. This is Marshall calling.
What up,
Marshall? I'm just getting ready to go to work this morning. I'm up here early, man. It's like those old Dunkin' Donuts commercials, you know.
Time to make donuts.
Hey, man. On a Saturday. But I got some work I got to catch up with there. And plus, I got a couple of podcasts that I've been listening to. So I got to catch up with that. But... yeah, I listened to the last one one about the basketball wise, whatever, and I hadn't even rolled up a bit. But y'all mentioned that thing about the parents and other people who like say how they were brought up and like had to do chores, man. Let me tell you about having to do chores, man. When I was coming up, man, I know like one year when I was living in an apartment with my mom and she was about to get moved into a smaller apartment. Because we can't afford the place we're living in, living in the same building. And the landlord came to us and said, hey, we can knock off like $100 right in this month, the next month's rent, you know, if you guys could just retile the kitchen so I can show it off to the people that want to move into this apartment after you got them out.
What?
And my mom do, she turned to me and she's like, well, hey, it looks like you're going to get you this summer, man. So I was 11 years old, man. I had to retell the kids I ain't never did anything like that before in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, I got it done, and old boy ended up with the cricket tile kitchen, but it was done. You know, I want to say about like yesterday when I was talking with Monty, and he brought up those switches and everything, and I was like, that was back there, like switches. Like, people really got that option? I'm like, I ain't never got a switch option. I wish I got that. You know, I got the type of punishment either. You know, it was pretty much the first thing she could grab when she came in on me. You know, it was like, when she came back from work mad, I knew it was like, it was gonna be like maybe even extension cord or just the dump that she had on her, was wearing with her pants that day, but, you know, that's how it usually went down. So I never got to go out tonight and get a switch. I was like, I wish I had that. I should have broke off, I know that. Ain't no switch that could really do much better, and nothing worse than a damn extension cord, man. I remember one time, actually, got told her something, but she came back, and it was one of those, she was, you know, taking things back away from me, like, she was like, alright, you get no TV, can't play the Nintendo, can't go outside, and it's like, the Nintendo? No, not the Nintendo, and she's like, what? You complain about what the punishment against you? She took out the Nintendo cord, she took out the their controller cord and use that on you a couple times. I'm like, God, man, okay, alright, no, all right, got man, I'm just mad, man, if that's what he had, and that's what he came up with, man. I bet his mom didn't send him down the street to get cigarettes either, when he was like 6 and 7, but yeah, that was the type of life I was with, but anyways, off of that, man, I'm just, thinking, I'm kind of disappointed with my bracket right now, but, at least I have, you know, I'm still around throwing my mind to school out of Illinois, you know, they did their thing last night against UNLV.
Yep.
And, hey, hopefully they can do something against Kansas. I just don't want them to look like fools out there. So, hopefully this weekend ends up pretty good with a little upset with my time to now. I didn't pick that because I'm not a fool, but hey, I hope it happens like that. But anyways, I'm going to give her a nod here and get her into the office for me to do my 6 hours of Saturday work. So you guys have a good one.
Alright, cool. Thanks, Marshall, for the call. Alright. The Vetans with the extension cord. I knew a kid that when I was growing up, this nigga got beat with extension cords at a racetrack. He got beat with a Hasbro racetrack that they
used. What the hell? What did he do?
I don't know. I think his mom was lazy. She was just using whatever the fuck was around. Like, that's the thing about, like, I don't know if Marshall lived with his father too, but he sound like he just lived with his mom. But that was the thing about a mom and raising a kid by herself. Cause, see, my mom used a Switch and my grandma used a Switch because that's what, you know, it's better for women, it's lighter. My dad used a belt. And he had a belt called IBM. And that shit stood for I Beat Meat. And you did not want to see that motherfucker come out. So I know that the belt is a completely different experience. I mean, I don't want to compare ass whoopings, but trust me, that shit was thick like the belt Bomani brings on around the horn.
I know, like, it's gold plated and everything, yeah. Ain't it?
And my dad, I've never seen this nigga wear this belt. No. I swear he bought this belt.
The ass whooping belt.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Like, even with the Goodwill, it was like a light shine down from the heavens, like, oh.
This is the one we should whoop ass with.
Yeah, so, but the Switch thing was a psychological torture, because my mom would make you go get a Switch, and my grandma especially. And you got a fucked up Switch, you took an ass whooping with that Switch, brought back a better Switch, and took an ass whooping with that Switch. So, you know, you got to pick the right Switch, man. Yes. Don't take two ass whoopings.
Well, one beat them down, yeah, I feel, yeah. That one happened one time. I got beat with a drop cord, and what I realized about, especially black parents, especially the black woman, just don't talk bad. I learned. Yeah. I used to get my ass beat all the time until I was like 11 or 12 because I just couldn't keep my fucking mouth shut. Like, she would say stuff and I would just look at her like, bitch, what? She would like, okay, bitch, what this?
Yeah. And my dad swears that they didn't whoop me as much as I think. Like I lost my memory or some shit. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe, you know what? Congratulate yourselves. It was that good a job if y'all think that I'm making this shit up. But I remember these ass whoopings. I ain't saying I didn't earn them.
That's
none of, I've never said none of these ass whoopings will own the house. All these ass whoopings
were my fault.
Yeah, yes. Y'all probably let me go for more ass whoopings than I truly deserve.
Yes.
But yes, I took these ass whoopings. I wasn't a bad kid by any means. But yes, the point of an ass whooping is to make you not want another one.
Yes, now
it's like
that.
A tune-up.
Yes, no, I wasn't a bad kid. I just had facial expressions that would be off the chain.
Yeah, so it's, and yeah, I've also had to get cigarettes for my grandma. I used to walk to the store and get Virginia Slims, but that was back when you can get them out of machine, because I wasn't, why the fuck did stores used to sell cigarettes to kids? Like, I could just walk in there and be like,
they started carting them,
I need some Virginia Slims for my grandma. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I could have been going in there. I need some Newports and smoking those shits right outside the door.
And kids did. That's why they had the laws to do now.
Wow. I never even thought about that to this second.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, anyway, man. Let's, thank you for calling in, Marshall. And, my bracket, I haven't looked at it since the tournament started. Just for some reason, I didn't watch a lot of college ball this year, so I wasn't able to really get into it. All right. Last voicemail.
Hi Rod, hi Karen, this is AAW1976. Just wanted to send you guys a friendly shout out and tell Karen that she needs to get back on her nap schedule. Hope you guys have a great show today. Bye.
Thank you. I know I do. These past few days, I've been trying to hang tough with Roger, and I be up, man. I be going to bed like 11:30 and be out for the night.
Yeah, I've been going to bed early too though. I don't know what it is. I haven't been taking naps either, though. But, yes, we will get Queen Epic Nap back on her nap schedule.
Yes, we will.
For you guys.
Thank you again.
So that's all for the feedback this time. Thank you guys for the guys who wrote in and called in, the people who donated, people who left reviews and Facebook comments. Yes. You guys make the fucking show.
Yes,
and
you do.
I really appreciate it. Of course, I'm going to put this episode up. I'm going to put up another retro episode today, and I'm going to keep reducing the file size for you guys so that we can get them all up.
Yes, sir.
And trust me, I'm working diligently on doing that shit. I've been doing it all day, every day. And, you know, just thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you.
And follow us on Twitter, of course. I'm at Rodimus Prime.
I'm Say That Again. That S-N-D-A-T.
Make sure you go to theblackoutist.com. You can also register for the forums there. Don't forget to leave those reviews and the Facebook comments and spread the word about the show. You can always email us, theblackouttips@gmail.com. And call the show 704-557-0186. And, I guess tomorrow. You want to do this tomorrow?
Yep, do this tomorrow.
All right, well, we're going to have the hater, the dark hater from the Haterachi radio show on tomorrow, so.
That should be fun.
Yeah. Hey, hate.
Hey, hate.
All right, well, until tomorrow. I love you.
You too. Mwah.